We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. We picked up some rain overnight and scattered showers and storms will continue as we go through the morning. And by the time we get into the afternoon, we're expecting more numerous storms that could be strong to severe, along with heavy rain and the potential for damaging winds and large hail. Get your updates throughout the day and get the latest on the forecast from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Tuesday, May 24th in Northwest Dallas. 35E was closed at Loop 12 for several hours early this morning. Police say a man was struck and killed while trying to run across the freeway around 1:30 this morning. That investigation was ongoing. Grief is gripping the family of a Palestine teacher and coach killed Sunday night in a wrong-way crash in Wilmer.
Michael Coyne was killed when a wrong-way driver slammed into him as he was heading home from Dallas, where he and two students had attended the Mavs game at American Airlines Center Sunday night. His mom, Deborah Coyne, cannot fathom life without him.
It's just so hard to imagine going anywhere and he's not going to be there.
The students riding with Coyne are cousins. He took them to the Mavs game to give them something to look forward to after the recent death of a close relative. They're in the hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. Three others died in the crash, the wrong-way driver and her two small children, ages 1 and 4. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is primary runoff day in Texas with a number of races to be decided. Statewide, the GOP runoff in the race for attorney general has turned ugly. Ken Paxton, who's under felony indictment for securities fraud, is facing a challenge from a fellow Republican from a famous political family. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is facing off against Attorney General Ken Paxton in the runoff. Bush shares a name with two former presidents, his uncle and grandfather. And in a recent ad, he says he's proud of that, but it is not what the election is about.
It's about Ken Paxton's crimes. Paxton's already facing three felony charges, and the FBI is now investigating him for bribery and obstruction of justice.
While in office, Paxton has found himself at the center of several investigations and scandals. He pleaded not guilty in a state securities fraud case and has also been accused of bribery, but he's denied doing anything wrong. Paxton received more than 40% of the vote during the March primary. Bush got a little over 20. Paxton also has the support of former President Trump.
He's going to win big, but you know what? Just in case he gets a little bit close, go out and vote.
A recent poll by the Dallas Morning News shows Paxton leading Bush 42% to 35%. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, in the race to fill the seat of retiring Dallas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, the two contenders in today's runoff say the economy is a top priority. Jane Hope Hamilton says there's a need to bring new economic development into an area where wages don't keep up with inflation.
Drive around Oak Cliff. Things look the same. That's a fact. This is what I'm hearing from voters at the doors. We want to be able to see tangible results in our area.
And her opponent, Jasmine Crockett, says there are other issues as well, like child care.
Single parents that I have in my district really want to go back to work, but because of the exorbitant cost of child care, they're unable to. So I've got some ideas around that.
Crockett came out on top in the primary in March, getting more than twice as many votes as Hamilton. But she didn't get more than half the overall vote, forcing the runoff. Whoever wins tonight is considered a lock in the November election. Governor Abbott says his Operation Lone Star has had a tremendous impact on the border, despite the big price tag. Last year, the governor signed a law that provided $3 billion in funding for border security, adding more than $38 million to the program. He says agents have apprehended more than 200,000 migrants and arrested more than 11,000, including cartel members.
Including someone who had been convicted of murder, including someone convicted of child rape, including people who are extraordinarily dangerous. And who knows where they would be, what they would be doing.
The governor says agents have seized enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. State officials have already transferred $480 million to keep Operation Lone Star going. Gender-affirming medical care can continue at Children's Medical Center Dallas for at least another year. At the outset of this year, Children's told Dr. Jimena Lopez that it was shutting down her Genesis clinic that's been running in conjunction with UT Southwestern Medical Center. Dr. Lopez sued Children's in an effort to keep the clinic up and running. Attorney Sharla Aldis, who's representing her free of charge, says she filed the suit reluctantly.
Dr. Lopez did not want to sue UT Southwestern, her employer, or Children's, where she practiced medicine. And she had been told that this was based upon a call from the governor's office and some legislators who pressured the institutions to take this measure.
Dallas County Court Judge Melissa Bellin had originally agreed to a 14-day temporary restraining order that was set to expire Thursday. But now Dr. Lopez and Children's have agreed to extend that order until the case goes to trial next April. The Dallas Animal Shelter running out of room again, and they really need to find homes for some of the big dogs.
Dallas Animal Services, back in April, had put out an appeal for people to serve as foster homes for large or medium-sized dogs or to adopt them, and more than 240 people responded. But Marlo Klingman with the shelter says more animals have been coming in, so they're back where they started.
All these dogs are really precious to us. We're pretty heartbroken that we're back in the same place we were just 5 weeks ago.
Adopting an animal from Dallas Animal Services is free, and they all come spayed or neutered with microchips and the required vaccines. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oil was up about 40 cents early this morning at $110.70 a barrel. The statewide average gasoline price down another fraction of a penny to sit just below $4.28 a gallon. Sports, it's win or go home tonight for the Dallas Mavericks, who dropped the first three games against Golden State in the Western Conference Finals.
The Mavericks return to the court tonight for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. ESPN's Ramona Shelbourne on the dominance of the Warriors franchise.
They've won nine straight conference finals games, guys. Nine straight, right? I mean, that's a lot of conference finals games that usually are close, that are sweeps. I mean, and that's kind of what the Warriors do to people.
Tip-off tonight from the AAC set for 8 o'clock. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Rangers start a six-game West Coast swing tonight in Anaheim. First pitch is at 8:38 our time.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.